And then special education for us, we're really talking alternative placements. So kids that we cannot serve here. So for us, a lot of times those are going to be kids in residential placements, maybe places where kids live, and you don't think about that. Sometimes in state, sometimes out of state. So Wisconsin, sometimes Massachusetts, wherever they have, serious needs, often medical needs too. And school districts, if their family resides within your district, school districts pay those costs, right? And sometimes several hundred thousand dollars per student, and then you are reimbursed. The reimbursement is usually 50 to 60% per child. And so we have about a $500,000 deficit in that area. So the board spent some time talking about that. And how long can we go, right? Continuing to minimize that burden on property taxpayers, but do we have to look at increasing our levy a little bit this year? You don't want to spend your reserves down so far that then one year you're taking a huge jump in property taxes because nobody says, "Hey, thank you for what you did in the past. We understand why you're making a huge jump this year." So we'll be having more conversations